to me, baby.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, baby.
I let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with Don Fry, who I could actually see, but I kind of wish I couldn't. This is the first time I could actually see you, and he's naked in bed. How are you, Don?
Yeah, baby. I'm just here for you, baby. What's happening?
How's it going, man? How are you?
I'm okay. Had a couple of bad days this week, but it's doing okay right now.
What happened?
Just my back, you know, just pissing the boat at me, you know.
Is it all from pro wrestling mostly?
Probably, you know, that'd be, well, that and being a fireman and shoeing horses, you know.
Do you think, like, the MMA, as far as, like, where the injuries are, you think that was, like, is it MMA or is it pro wrestling, firemen, horses, then MMA?
Yeah, exactly. MMA was the least.
Which is crazy because of how hard you fought.
Yeah.
You know, there was not a fight that you had that I wouldn't go, oh, shit, I got to watch this fight. Every single fight you had was exciting. You never,
yeah, thank you.
Never had a boring fight in your entire life.
Thank you. That was the goal, you know, not to bore the people out of their minds, you know, out of their seat. You know, you want to make sure that people are always happy to watch you fight.
Did you watch the Sean Strickland fight?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think?
Yeah, I did. I think there's like a gentleman's agreement between the two not to hurt each other, you know, because what's the name is going to go up in weight, you know, and they never fight each other again. And it was a sparring, strong sparring match is what it was.
I mean, when you have like 100 security guards to back you up, then you start the fight, and then next thing I know, you're hugging. And at one point, the guy says, I love you. I mean, do you think that was... Is that a F you to the fans, or is that like, aha, we got your money? Or like, what is that?
It's a little strange. You know, maybe they're just counting the receipts in their bank account, you know? Yeah, I love you, man. You just made me rich. Thank you very much. I love you.
I mean, I think the right fighter won. I thought Strickland did win. The fight wasn't... It wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad fight. You know, it definitely had drama, especially the first round. Sean survived getting, and then the second round, he came back hard. It was a good, solid fight. But there was a little bit too much of, I'm afraid to commit because I don't want to get knocked on my ass. So I'm going to play it safe. It was like two guys almost playing a little safe.
Yeah, a little too much personal respect, you know?
Yeah. And maybe that comes from them sparring. I don't like, you know what? And then Sean said, listen, you know, I know I made fun of your mom and your family and called your culture a goat fuckers and did all that. But I was just doing it to hype the fight. I mean, why? Then why do it? The fight would have been hyped as it is. But why even say that? And would he have said that if he lost? And... Ariel Helwani got very upset about that. And I can kind of understand where Helwani's coming from because, I mean, it's just sort of like you say some of the most fucked up things you've ever heard in your life, and then you go, oh, I was just kidding and trying to sell the fight. Well, what's the point of that? Bill, what have you thought about the fight, the Chimaev fight, Strickland?
I think I'm going to have a different opinion than everyone else. I think it's fine that he did that.
Really?
Because, I mean, well, what was the ticket? What was the... How well do they do? I mean, that's kind of proves the point.
It went great. But, you know, the whole thing of like, get out of our country. And
well, people are mad that he doesn't think Muslims are goat fuckers. Like, no, people are upset that he doesn't truly believe that.
You're right. I mean, if you frame it that way, Bill, yes. It does seem a little bit like, I don't know. It seems like I get it. Maybe he's just not as good as like Chael Sonnen in it, where it's like you knew it was tongue in cheek. Maybe you actually believed him. But there's this whole thing now of like where MMA is going, where now you have like the next level, which is the guy Josh Hokett, who shows up, and we'll talk about that, who says the most, even it gets even worse. I mean, at a certain point, we have to go, okay, the fight can sell itself. You don't have to go extreme like this. Don?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, for our fight, and we didn't need to do it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But we did it, and it put a lot more butts in seats, you know?
Yeah, like when Don fought Ken Shamrock, they were just personal insults. He wasn't insulting his whole culture. Well, I guess it's two American guys, so what is he gonna do? But it was just making, you know, let's go back to like, I wish the UFC would just go back to let's personally insult the person, not go like your whole generation, you're all goat fuckers, you're all this, you're all that.
It's hard to go back on that. It's like making a sweeping generalization about black people. Like, I'm just playing. No, you can't do that.
Right. I know that, like, Sean Brady, who looked great in this, Brady, who beat Joaquin Buckley, I mean, who just fucking mollywop, you know, he says, so after the fight, he recently said that, so if you're talking about my mom and my children, my religion, I'm fighting you. If I see you in the parking lot, wherever I see you, it's going to be like Peter Griffin and the Rooster and Family Guy. They're always fighting each other. You can't talk about people that way and then be all buddy buddy about it. I don't like that. I get selling a fight. There's a certain things you can't say. Once you cross that line, there's no coming back on some McGregor, Khabib shit. Certain lines you can't go. There's going to be consequences. I'm a fan of Khamzat and Strickland, but once you start dapping each other on the stage, I was like, you guys did all this security, all this shit talking for what? It was a good fight, but it was not what we thought it was going to be. I'm kind of with the Sean Brady there. Like, yeah, I mean, but it was a good fight. Luke Rockhold thought the judges got it wrong. But Luke Rockhold also.
In round five, he thought he got it wrong?
Rockhold also hates Strickland, so maybe he has a bias there. But he said maybe that's why he won, because of the 400 to 500 plus odds. I think Khamzat won. Khamzat won the fourth and the fifth. He controlled the pace. That's what champions do. A jab is meant to change the course of what direction the fight is going. Every jab he had, he was moving backwards. You got to do damage and then and step him back. The only round that was clear for Sean was round two. Round three was close. I mean, there's an argument there. Don, what do you think?
Sure, I can't remember back each round now. Sorry, it's been too long.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, it was a good solid fight. You know, I don't know. There's a lot going on. Bill, by the way, Bill, how was Europe? Change the subjects.
Europe was great. People.
It's pretty
people
good. He's got that European fag haircut going. You know.
I know. I became gay on my trip to Europe. I can't help it. Now I speak like this.
Yeah.
So people what?
I got those skinny jeans on and those high heel shoes. You know?
Oh, come on. I'm wearing flats.
Oh, sure you are. Sure.
People hate America. I'll tell you that. That's one thing I learned. They be hating America.
And we're the champs. We're number one.
That's what I said. One. You know what's funny? I would always talk about how, like, I make a joke, like, it's just a stupid kind of hacky joke. Like, I live in the racist part of America called America, just to bait them. And they'd be like, round of applause, every city. And I was like, and I'd be like, fuck you guys. You're all white. There's not a Puerto Rican in the crowd. So shut up. Like, I hate these countries that try to have this moral superiority over America, particularly about racism.
Especially,
have one race.
And now they're dealing with real racism, especially like in France with all the Muslims that they're and England and all the people. I mean, it's getting crazy over there. It's plus it's also, you know, you were in what, Germany?
Germany, France, England, I mean everywhere, yeah.
I don't think
Sweden.
really, I don't think Germany should be like, you know, the who's who on who to talk about racism. I think they.
I mean, every country is. When I was in Sweden, I was hanging with a bunch of black and brown comics, and we're like, "Hey, let's go to this nightclub." And they're like, "Oh no, they don't let black people in that club."
Really?
I was like, "Come on!" Like, no, they don't. Like, they were dead serious about that. So, America is still. I think America is probably the least racist country in the world. I'm gonna put that out there right now.
I'm literally in Japan right now. I'm on a military base in Japan. I went to Guam earlier, and it's the same thing. It's like Japanese bars are Japanese only. Some of them. Like, they don't let Americans in at all. You know, a lot of it is because the military guys were fighting or who knows what caused that. But you couldn't have a bar in the U.S. where you're like, no Asian people allowed. I mean, that would just be, you know, I mean, there can't be a sign, especially. Like, maybe you could have a country club and people do it on the DL or like, we're only allowed these people and then whatever. But the overtness and... Before I went to Asia the first time, I was always the person like Asian people, they all get along. They all love each other. You know, whether you're Korean or Japanese.
Yeah, you're mine.
I was so ignorant. I did not realize the Asian and the Japanese and the Koreans like
it's like the Bloods and the Crips, man.
Yep.
For real. And then when I went to Mongolia, like I did comedy in Mongolia, there were Mongolians that would not perform because there were Chinese people there. Mongolian comedians were like, we're not doing a comedy show with Chinese comics. I'm like, man, that's still a thing. Like Mongolia, by the way, off the record, has some of the most prettiest women I've ever seen.
Really?
In my life. They're all like 6'2" Asian girls with clear skin and British accents because they went to boarding school for free or something in England.
Yeah.
They're like, they're all 6'3" Asian. You're just like blown away. They're keeping, according to them, they told me it's because Genghis Khan kicked out all the ugly people in the country and only breeded with like the hot people.
You're gone, Bill. You're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what, look at Sweden and Norway. Like the Vikings came, they went to England, they took all the hot people and they made like Sweden, and then England's what's left over.
Really?
Because the Vikings fucked all the hot ones and took them.
But like, how come they don't tell, they teach this kind of history? Because I would have paid attention in school if they were like, this is like, they should just, because you have to go there sometimes to realize the real shit that's going on. You know, the last time I was in Guam, the first time I was in Guam, I went to a strip club. It's like 19 strip clubs there. One of them was called the G-Spot. Have you heard of the G-Spot? Yeah, the whole joke was like people couldn't find it. But yeah,
hey.
It was called the G-Spot. And I remember I gave a girl a lap dance there in the back and then went home with her and still didn't bang her.
How did that happen?
I don't know. I think she banged
her. Ryan G-Spot.
Yeah, you know. And then I remember being in Japan the first time I went there with the soldiers. They got me so drunk. They have this alcohol where they have like a snake in it. And like before the snake dies, it gives off this venom or something. And they put it in a bottle. And I took like 3 shots and I was just out on my feet. Like, I don't even remember. I didn't even know how I got back.
Jesus.
When was the last time you got pissed drunk, Bill?
Oh man, it's been so long now. I'm worried. The reason I don't get drunk is I'm worried I'm going to wake up next to a friggin' transgender. Sorry for the wrong use of word.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to do that again. Three times was enough.
That's the reason?
No, I don't know. I just feel like I never woke up from getting drunk, being like, oh, I'm so glad that happened. I did all my taxes. You know, it's always bad for me. Yeah, like I'm either like super happy and the smallest thing happens and I just become a fucking raging maniac.
By the way, I gotta ask you. So you were on Euphoria a couple weeks ago, and you were really butt naked.
Well, I was supposed to be. I was supposed to be full frontal. So I waxed. I mean that's a joke. I waxed and I was like, you know, to look bigger.
Yeah.
And it works. I didn't look like a guy with a small penis. I look like a 10-year-old boy with a small penis. So
you waxed your balls?
I just waxed the whole situation, the manzillion, or whatever it's called.
How do you know how to wax your You went and got wax.
You go to ChatGPT, say, hey, how do I make my dick bigger? And they're like, wax it, brah. So I went to West Hollywood. I went to Waxology in West Hollywood. And this big black woman just said, it's going to sting a little bit.
Really?
And she, yeah. And she waxed my shit.
So she, well,
and God, I showed up. I was like, here we go. I was like, here we go, Zendaya. You're going to see my big hog. So, something Dan Fry would be proud of. And then I show up and they cut the scene.
Oh, okay. Don, you ever wax your balls and your nuts?
No, never did. Never did.
Every second, Don's losing more and more respect for me, which I didn't think was even possible.
Yeah.
Exactly. But then you told me you took a Viagra, right, to chub up?
Yeah.
And then you have a boner and you waxed your balls and they cut the
no scene. Hair.
They cut the scene?
They cut the scene, yeah. So,
wasn't a big cut. It was just a small clip.
It was a small scene. It wasn't that small scene. I mean, come on, guys.
You got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Wow, that's crazy. Oh, by the way, I was telling you, it's funny though. Like, I'm having a really good time. The people in Asia are so nice. They're so proper. When they say no, the Japanese, they go like this, and they're like super sweet. Don, they must have loved you when you were in like Pride. They must have thought you were just like the coolest thing ever.
It was great. I loved being in Japan, man. It was great. People are so cool. Yeah. And so polite and reserved. Yeah, it was great.
Okay, Don, let me ask you for real. Did you ever like show up at your hotel and there were like 10 Asian women there just to please you? Like, did you have like a whole like harem just waiting on you at the end of a fight or something?
No, I was married. Oh. I didn't get into that stuff.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but it's funny though. But sometimes it was like when I was in Wuhan, China, there was we did a show. It was before the pandemic, and they did comedy's not like a thing. Like it's like stand up comedy. They call it American talk show because you're American and you're talking.
Hilarious.
They just combine it, right? And we were trying to explain to them what we did, and they're like, "Oh, all performers have to have a smoke machine," and we're like, "But we're not a band." They're like, "Oh, you have to have smoke machine." We're like, we don't want a smoke machine. So the feature's on, and in the middle of a set, he just gets smoked out. Like, the joke has nothing to do with it. There's like 45 people in the crowd. I'm fucking crying in the back. Right? Like, because he's bombing, you know. And then they introduce me, and I walk out to just smoke everywhere. Just like literally, I couldn't fucking see anything. I have it on video if anybody wants to see the smoke. But all right. So what else are we talking about? All right. Oh, by the way, my wife now, who's like Christian, so she told me, she's like, hey, you know, listen, when we die, just so you know, and her, if when we die, couples don't go to heaven together. Did you know that?
What?
That's why it's called heaven. That's why it's
line of the night.
So that's what I said. Like, I was like, okay, that means I get to be single again and bang chicks. It's like, no, that's not what it means. Like, we got to a fight over this.
Fucking hilarious.
But that's what I thought. I was like, oh, I get to be single again. No, you don't get to be single. I'm like, well, if we're not going to be together. Like, yeah. But Bill, you're looking at me confused.
Wait, hold on. What is this whole thing about couples aren't together in heaven? Like, what? Where's that from? Is that from like a poem? Or something from the 18th century?
That's
what is that from?
That's
not a thing in the Bible.
Well, like I'm saying, what if like I die? Obviously, I'm 12 years older. I'm probably gonna die first, or 13 years old. Then what do? I just wait for her to get, or I mean, I'm single. What do I like? Right, Don? What do you do?
Well, you ride horses. You shoot guns. You play with the dogs. You enjoy life, man.
But then, when she dies, and we can't be together anyway, what kind of heaven is this? This is sounds. I don't know. It sounds like a scam, right, Bill?
Sounds like Don's Ranch. I love it.
Yeah.
You believe in heaven, right, Bill?
Well, you know, Jews don't really believe in heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ironically, Jews are the whole premise of Judaism is like it's kind of like there's no heaven, there's no hell, there's life. So l'chaim to life.
Right.
But they're the most neurotic people who don't enjoy their life. So it makes no sense.
This is true. I did when I was in India, I did it like it was all when I opened for Russell, I was saying it was all people that believe in, reincarnation, where you come back as something better. But I'm like, what about the people who died and came back as you? Like, how bad are their fucking lives? Like, right? I mean, right. And then
Yeah.
they all thought that was very funny. All right. So what else is going on? So Khalil Roundtree, back to the fighting again. He says what he trained with Chimaev. He said watching Chimaev was hard to watch. He said this was not the same guy he trained with. He like didn't recognize him. He said in the he goes I would have to say it's very hard to watch because I wasn't watching the comms that I know. It was hard for me to watch. I was like, what's wrong with him? First round was great. Second round things took a big turn. Round three, I mean, it didn't seem like in a way that Strickland was fighting that good. But it seemed like Chimaev just wasn't living up to expectations. Like, I think people were expecting more than Chimaev, expecting more from him. But did you ever have
Course.
a guy that you trained with, Don, that you were just was amazing in training, and then in the fight you were like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh yeah, a lot of times you had guys like that. Yeah, they win the national title in the wrestling room, but once they get out in front of the crowd, they piss themselves. They freeze up. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you
Yeah.
ever have the
Well,
opposite where
Shemaev
guys?
is way. I'm sorry. His weight cut was the issue, right? I mean,
Yeah,
wasn't that
I
his?
think it was like 40 pounds. He think he lost 40 pounds in like 2 weeks or something. And
It's his fucking fault.
yeah. I mean, I'll tell you the
Have you ever
fight.
had a fight, Don, where you like, where you felt like you had to cut too much, and you felt like, man, that was not the fighter I should be?
It's a
In
heavyweight.
wrestling, yeah, wrestling,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. Fighting, I fought heavyweight, opened.
Yeah.
So no, but yeah, in wrestling, I cut too much weight.
I'll tell you the other fights that were really good. The undercard, although the co-main event, Joshua Van versus Tara, the Asian guy, the Japanese guy, that fight was amazing. That was like this Japanese kid can take punishment. I mean, they could have probably stopped the fight three or four times, and he was just coming back. So he impressed me a lot. Jim Miller's guillotine. If you have one solid move. I mean, he has a lot of
Yep.
moves, but if you have one move and you have like 80 fights, ah, man, that was a thing of beauty. That was a thing of beauty.
Did he
And
retire, Jim Miller, after that fight?
no, he didn't retire. I mean, why should he?
I
It
don't
was like one
know. I know, I
round.
agree, but I thought he said he was going to. No.
I don't think so. I'm happy because his kid, he said his kid beat cancer. And so
Oh, wow.
I can't even imagine what it might, because I used to volunteer at the Ronald McDonald House for kids who have cancer. That's where my name Hunter came from. But my name is Adam Greenberg, and I changed to Hunter because well, my dad pressured me into doing it because he thinks everyone hates Jews. But
Well,
and then there was a little kid named Hunter
your
who was
dad.
always yeah. There was always a kid named Hunter who I was play with that like he had really bad hearing, but somehow I could get to him, like because I figured if you just yell, then he could hear you. And I'd be like, and he's like, Adam. We became best friends. Like every time I said, Adam's here, Adam's here. And put him on your shoulder. I always played with this little kid. It was amazing. But you see all those kids at the Ronald McDonald House, and you see how much older they get. Like these kids are not kids. Like they're kids, but they're adults, and they're so smart. And you're just like, when that kind of stuff happens to you, like that kind of tragedy at young where you
Yeah.
lose cancer. It's like, and as a parent. But I used to bring girls to me all the time because I'm like, this is like a nice thing to do. And and then but then I brought my
You
ex.
piece of shit. You would
No,
bring girls just so you convince them you're a good guy and then
No,
close.
I don't know. I was 21. I made a lot of questionable decisions. But it was a good, nice thing I was doing. But yeah, probably. Anyway, it backfired because I brought my ex with me, and this little girl goes, Adam brings a new hero, girl new hero every week. And I was like,
That's so funny.
yeah, she was like, I bet he does. All right. Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano. It's all over my timeline.
Does anyone actually give a shit about that fight? Like, truly, does anyone who's involved in fighting care about that?
Well, I watched this
Probably
Netflix.
not.
I watched the Netflix countdown thing, right? And I'm like, why am I watching that? First of all, it's narrated by Uma Thurman, right? So Uma Thurman is narrating it. You know how it's
Martial
usually,
artist.
is she really?
No. But she was in Kill Bill. She's a fake one.
Okay, so right away I'm just like, normally it's I don't know who it is, but it's not Uma Thurman. So All right, Rhonda and Gina tells their backstory. I didn't realize that Gina was super grew up super rich. I think her dad was on the football on like the Dallas Cowboys, and he was like the mayor of Reno. But she said she grew up on the streets, got in a lot of trouble with a boyfriend. They were doing a lot of drugs. They went to, but he was a Muay Thai guy. Went to Thailand, and all of a sudden the Thai coach is like, "You're too fat. You're too fat." Then she got into the ring. 5 years later, she was like a world champion, right? In Strikeforce. She comes across really sweet. She really does. Rhonda, you know, some of the things she's saying, like, I have always liked Rhonda, but she's saying things like, "This is the biggest MMA fight of all time. Not man, not women." No, it's not. It's not the biggest MMA fight. It's not. It's not Brock Lesnar versus can you come now? Mayhem's in. It's not, you know, Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir too, or it's not GSP versus BJ Penn. It's not Anderson Silva versus Chael Sonnen. It's not Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz, or Conor McGregor versus Khabib, or it's just not the biggest MMA fight of all time.
Is she deluded?
Adam Hunter, not even Adam Hunter versus Adam Greenberg.
Yes, it's just not. And then their coaches are saying, "This, you're getting the best version of them. These girls have never been better." All right, so Carano's last fight.
They have to say that. They have to say all this shit, right? They have to hype a fight that no one really cares about.
Right. They're like everyone wanted. Everyone was wondering this. Every single person, dude, they're saying this with a straight fucking face of like everybody. Now this is the what if. Like this is when, like, you know, Rhonda's like, you know, people, my come up was like Mike Tyson. Yeah, it was. I'm like, what the fuck? What,
you know, that's why people can't stand her, because she come up with that bullshit that she could beat a man. She was the toughest, you know, she was a world champion, and it wasn't just a woman's world champion. She could beat a man at any time, any place. People got tired of that bullshit.
Bullshit.
But she's like, everybody wanted to know who would win right now. This is the fight that was on the tip of everyone's. Nobody fucking cared about this fight. I'm sorry. Not a fucking person. There's not one person that was going, you know what? What if? I mean, Gina Carano. Oh, fuck. We never got to see that. Gina Carano. And don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch it. And I'm excited. You know, I'm excited for it.
You can say what you want. But me, it's been an open question for the past 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one of these women will take the tiara made of butt plugs? One of these women will be the champion of all womankind. The absolute alpha woman breeder. The one to have. One of these women will decide the fate of humanity on Saturday night.
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy this is happening because it's entertaining. But this is like one of those things where someone just like offers you a free trip somewhere and you're like, fuck it, I'll go. I got nothing else to do.
Is that how you got stuck on the Carnival Cruise Line, sir?
Maybe. Yes. That's just what. But this is not one of those things where it was like, I mean, there are fights over there where you're like, what if fucking, I don't know, what if Fedor fought, you know, Randy?
Bro, before, you're missing, or like, the most blatant, like, one, right? Slap it in your face. Maybe your Atari's haven't updated recently. Maybe your backwards hat is making kind of Andrew Dice Clay stupid. But Mayhem Miller versus Nick Diaz never happened.
Right. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That's it. I mean, seriously, that is a fight, you know, or like, I don't know. There are a lot of guys out there. I mean, Prime Khabib versus Prime BJ Penn, or Prime Khabib versus Prime GSP.
No. Your name, now you're naming stuff like, Prime Ali versus Prime Tyson. Never overlapped. Impossible. So, you know, they're making up for what they messed up on. Boxer versus the best woman grappler. They're putting the toothpaste back in the tube, bro. They're like figuring it out. Why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. I'm complaining because I watched this 30-minute special of you.
Bro, this guy spent 5 minutes inside what looks like a barracks and now he completely went full vagina. No. What is going on, bro?
I'm not I knew you were going to come up and pull this bullshit. No, I'm not complaining.
What bullshit about game time? NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you're not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks, all right? They make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now.
Bully.
I'm not complaining.
You don't respect women fighters as much as men?
Yes.
You don't. Just say it out loud.
First of all, Gina is not the best.
Look, I went to a WNBA game with this one comment. He totally didn't respect any of the women. He kept saying that he could play basketball better than them. Meanwhile, his wife and daughter are sitting right next to me. I'm like, bruh, why don't you respect women, Adam Hunter?
Are you done?
Oh,
are you done?
Shots fired.
First of all, Gina is not the best kickboxer.
She was.
No.
Listen, I kickboxed her personally, bro.
Okay.
And she was the best kickboxer at the time. Listen, I didn't box her kick. You know what I mean? I kickboxed her. She's an excellent athlete. You know, it's a rare piece of work.
She is, but as far as kickboxing, you don't think like Shevchenko is the best kickboxer?
She came years after. She stood.
Oh, you said of all time.
At the time.
Oh, at the time.
At
the time. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You always want to argue with me, bro. That's just
you came on here.
The farther away you are from me, physically distance, the harder you will argue with me. What is that?
The safer I am.
Like, when I was in prison, bro, he was roasting me. He was MMA roasting me to literally tens and tens of people. Now we're up to 1,000. This guy is unhinged.
Because they were going to give you life, so I thought you weren't coming out. All right, so here's the
story. That's a true story.
All right, listen. Okay, so I watched the countdown special with Gina and Rhonda. There were a lot of things.
That's your first mistake right there.
So, yeah, there were a lot of things there that were said.
Just a moment. All right, go ahead.
Jason, okay, we got to let other people talk, all right?
No, I was on that. I was a whisper quiet toilet. That's what I was trying to let you hear.
Are you taking a shit right now?
I was.
Are you in a public bathroom yelling?
That's why he was so angry. He had to squeeze one out.
All right.
Listen, you're right.
They both said that, like, this is the best version of Ronda Rousey, and this is the best version of Gina Carano. How could you take 15 years off a sport, come back, and it be the best version of you? Don,
they have to say that to sell it. They're not going to be like, hey, you know, I'm an old maid now, but hey, fuck it. Let's try. You can't say that.
But, yeah. Jason, what's on your arm? You got a tattoo?
On the paper.
Oh, all right.
Continue.
So listen, I am excited about watching it. I'm not going to lie. You know, I guess the what other fight could you have? I mean, if Ronda came back right now, what do? You can't give her like anyone from like 4-7 or 5-8. He might leave.
This has got to have a point, man. I was just at Rolling Loud all weekend.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
Weird gangsters. And I just got back to see my wife to be, and she's laying in bed wanting to watch Euphoria. So can we move the subjects along?
I'm sorry, Jason, that this is not going at your pace. All right, so let's – right, I am going to share – oh, he left. Fuck it. I don't care. Let him leave. Let him leave.
He's got to go see my dick on Euphoria, dog.
All right, so here we go. All right, let's see. Okay, so here's Ronda Rousey kickboxing and her – fuck. Can you guys – are you guys here?
Yeah, I'm here. I can't.
All right. I mean, was Jason mad? He just came on here to start screaming and then fucking left. Should I feel bad about this?
Is he ever actually mad, or is it all kind of a show?
That's a good question. Who knows?
Like Sean Strickland.
All right. So share. All right. I'm trying to fucking share this thing. All right. Can you guys see? All right, Don.
No, yeah. All yeah.
Right, so Don, here's Ronda Rousey. Doing the open workout yesterday.
She can't get her pants off. Is problem number one.
She goes stick to the ground game. Jeez. Better stick to the ground game.
I mean, how does she look, Don?
Terrible. Looking
Why?
Terrible. Because she's slow, she's off balance, she's off kilter.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were
terrible
saying. And like, I mean, look, she's doing better than I would be doing. So it's hard for me to like comment on someone else. But a lot of people, a lot of boxing experts and trainers and professional UFC trainers were saying exactly what you said of like, it doesn't look good. She looks slow, off balance, kind of janky. Her hands are dropping, this and that. But here's how I see this fight going. She rushes into Gina, she gets her down, and she puts in her arm bar, and she wins. That's
and she does old school Ronda Rousey, which got her famous. She's not gonna you don't think she's gonna be incentivized to try to like throw
no
punches?
No. I don't. I think she needs a win in her life. And this is the easiest win, because don't forget, she also called out Gina. She called up Gina and said, we should do this, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that she's trying to make a statement of like, look how good my boxing's gotten. Don, you?
I'm not, because there is no look how good my boxing has gotten at all, you know? There is none of that shit. So I hope she takes her around and arm bars her right away.
Bill, how do you see this fight going? Oh, Jason's back.
I mean,
he's like the kid that I'm running
you.
Away, and then he comes back. He's the cat.
Is he back or is he not back?
He's back. Jason, have you thought about your actions?
Fuck off. I don't give a shit about my accents. I thought you said accents.
Oh, action.
The stripe is back. I like the stripe back.
I like this version of Jason already much better. Did you see Ronda in the open workout, Jason? Okay. All right. So
to my kitty, bro, for someone who doesn't give a shit about this entire fight, like you're certainly...
All right. Can you guys see him? Are you guys here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
all right. So here we go. I do give a shit about this event because I think it's going to be fun. And it's on Netflix and it's free. So that's the thing. Also, she says it's going to be the biggest grossing, it's going to be the biggest watch fight of all time. She says,
I mean,
it's 9 million people, she's saying.
No way.
You don't got to pay $49.99 for it. It's already on your stupid TV. Get out of here, bro. It might be the best watch. You keep hating on it and hating on it and hating
on it. I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying she's got a point. Does that count?
Shell, bro. What has Hunter got on you, bro? What kind of compromise is there? Did you go to the island?
Does that count, Jason, if it's already on your TV as being the most watched? It does, right?
Yes. What are you talking about, bro?
Okay, so here, look. All right, Jason.
Bully Beatdown got 25% of its traffic because people left it on while they fell asleep, okay? It's fine. It still counts.
Okay, Jason. Mayhem.
Nielsen rules all.
All right.
Go ahead, bro. First of all, let me see her take her pants off very slowly and seductively at the side of the mat.
All right. I want to get your expert opinion.
Yep.
Okay. You've been a.
First of all, I'm going to have to zoom this thing in. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll go get my glasses.
You're an expert at fighting. You're one of the best fighters
in the world.
All right. Here we
ever
go.
To do this sport.
All right.
Write it down and pass it on. Okay. Right. So I'm going to tell her.
I like her technique.
Pants technique. Fumbled, totally fumbled. But to be fair, she's been married to Travis Brown for a good long time. She then got, ooh, we're back to old Ronda waddling around. All right, I like that left and right, left and right, left and right. I think it could be a new technique. Yeah, I think that could be a new thing. Yeah, all right, overhand right looks kind of short. I'm going to be honest with that. Footwork doesn't look stellar. Looks like she's been doing WWE for a good stretch. However, the crowd size, I think you've never seen one like that, Adam Hunter.
That's very true. But so Don says she looked fucking terrible, off balance, out of shape, janky, and she sticks to the ground game. That's what Don says. Jason?
Don't mean about it, but it didn't look stellar. I don't know if she's taking out Mayweather anytime soon. But, you know, I applaud the effort, you know, I applaud the effort and I applaud, you know, she doesn't really be one right here where it's going to be style versus style. And it's going to be a judo.
But didn't you think that was great when she was like reaching for her paycheck?
That's the thing also. Gina Carano, that's also bothered me in this, watching that thing. Gina Carano goes, this is not about money. This has nothing to do with money. This is not a money
God.
Fight. This is all about legacy.
Glory.
right.
Bro, listen. Hey, I just know that the LA Sparks are going for their fourth national championship this year, and they're all about legacy.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Now, the actual fight.
The LA Sparks never won this stupid thing. Are you guys God, you're...
Thank you, Jason. All right, so
only tricked you. Hey, by the way, every once in a while, you'll just go like, and I'm like, is Adam having a brain fart? Is his medication wearing off right now? What is going on?
Yes, I'm Mitch McConnell. All right, so here we go. So we have Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano as the main event, right? Now Nate Diaz versus Mike Perry. So I don't know if you guys saw
again a banger, bro. Why do you hate?
I don't hate it. Stop saying that.
Bro, now, the tone of your voice. You're like, what about this fight? Two mumble-mouthed idiots who can't string a sentence together have about six neurons.
Wait, you just said that. All right. I didn't say any of that. You did. Now.
Allegedly.
I don't know if you guys saw.
This could all be AI slop. You don't know.
I don't know. All right. So I don't know if you guys saw this. Nate Diaz showed up to the open workout, threw three punches and then smoked a joint and then left.
You did what? You froze for like a whole 16 seconds. He took off his shirt and left, or he smoked a blunt?
He smoked a blunt. So a joint? A joint. He went like this.
Okay.
He went like this.
I was going to say that he is not being very healthy if you're smoking a blunt, but a joint, you know what I mean? I think that paper is really good for you to inhale.
So he shot up, he smoked a joint, he shot a single leg on the camera guy, and then left. It was
You know what? Can I reenact this whole thing?
Hey, man, give me my paycheck, man. Look at him, I shoot a single leg.
It's actually a good
nice.
Monday!
All right, now I can see Don's nipple, which is great.
Perfect. I haven't swiped over where I could see what I can only see whoever's running their mouth. So pretty much I've been looking at your dreamy visage this entire time.
Thank you. All right, who do we have? Mayhem, Nate Diaz, or Mike Perry?
Oh, man. You know, I got to know how well a shape Nate Diaz is, because Mike Perry's coming in with the puncher's dream. Like, he's just going to come in with his head down and just overhand, like windmill machine punches. If Nate Diaz in real good shape, then he's dancing around. Him smoking that joint at the press conference might be a troll, but there's a lot of years of, miles on him. You know, he's like not exactly a new Corvette. He's more like a 92 Dodge Spirit.
Yeah. But doesn't Nate do like marathons just for fun? Does he do like Iron Man and shit?
I think that was
like
the most-
I've done marathons, bro. It's not fun.
So, all right. So if you had to pick one of these guys, gun to your head, who wins?
Yeah, Mike Perry got the youth on his side. I think he's going to come with chucking bungalows. That's just my initial sense. And, you know, I'm trying to stoke some hate between the Diaz brothers, maybe get my own paycheck.
Don?
Diaz is going to take it, man. Diaz is going to take it.
Yes, I love when we're against each other, Don. It rarely happens, but today's the day.
Bill?
Well, in that case, I'm going to call it a tie.
Asshole, go back. Yeah, don't you got a trailer to sit in?
Hey,
I think
Mike Perry.
I think Nate's gonna win. I think the fight's gonna go to the ground, and Nate's gonna submit him.
Oh wait,
yeah, that's true.
Wait, is it jiu-jitsu match?
No. I just think that.
Wait, no. I forgot it's the MMA.
Yes.
Oh, I'm back on Nate Diaz. Bill Dawes is an absolute idiot. I thought it was a boxing match.
No, what? None of these are boxing. It's all MMA.
Oh, whoops. Well, I would have done a mixed card. I would have let them box it out instead. Nah, I'm back on Nate Diaz. My fault.
Yeah, I think Nate's going to win by guillotine or something. He's just going to – Mike Perry's going to hurt him, and then he's going to follow him to the ground, and then Nate's going to submit him.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Or you're saying it's going to be a loss by stupidity on Perry's fault.
Yes.
No, because, I got a fighter who's like that, like a tough guy that just has like a blasting hands. And for his fights, I make sure, yo, you do not do jiu-jitsu, bro. You don't know what you're doing. Don't do it. Take the guy down. Get back up if you have to. Never stay down there. And I don't know if his – yeah, I think you're right. He's too stubborn to not follow him down.
But he also hasn't had an MMA fight in like 5 years. He's been nothing but bare knuckle boxing and boxing. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things where
Interesting when a man goes the path of least resistance and he finds the path bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah.
Francis Ngannou versus Felipe Lins.
Why is Felipe Lins wearing like, is that his outfit for being a realtor? Why is he in a suit?
Yeah, no, it's actually, I think that was on the back of the bus that says Abu Ghraib.
Might be after Ngannou kills him. This is what they're going to put him in the casket.
Hey, it's going to be those African guys meme.
Those are Ngannou's family members. I thought so,
obviously.
I mean, this is like a. Also, Giordos, this card, actually, this fight, Giordos.
Hey, you know what? Wait. We passed right by the Ngannou fight, okay?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that boy is Brazilian he's fighting, isn't it?
Yes.
And Ngannou hadn't had a MMA fight in a good long stretch, right?
Yeah.
Couple years.
It could be an incident. I'm not saying it will happen, but the Mike Perry script might be followed by Ngannou. Who knows? Who knows? I'm going to tell you, notoriously fall into submissions do men who stop training jiu-jitsu. So, young buck, I don't know. How much younger is that guy?
Well, he's also, I think his last fight, I think, was at 205. So, that's also, now he's at 235. He lost, he beat Kutalaba, but he's got 5 losses. He got knocked out by
in a row? But he's on the winning side. He has momentum right now.
Yeah, he's won 5, he's won 4 fights in a row.
Well, look.
How's he been winning? By punches or?
Unanimous. You can't read that.
Unanimous decision. He knocked the guy out.
All decisions? Decision.
Yeah. But
this guy is a control guy then. He knows how to like control where the fight goes or what happens in the fight. So there's a possibility. We're counting this guy out because he looks like the Allstate insurance salesman. But, you know, he might be something else. You don't know.
But I'll tell you, the fight that I'm really looking forward to is Junior Dos Santos, who's got to be, what, like, How old is you, Dos Santos?
I was thinking he was like an older brother back when I was fighting. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, he is a tough son of a gun if he's still out there wrecking it.
He's, like, he's still out there getting in there. Only 42.
Wait, time out. Why do they have him in the shadow realm? This guy is the most well-known fighter. Like, I can picture him in my head, like, exactly what he looks like. How is that? That's messed up. What a crap website this
is. MMA Junkie. It's like one of the biggest.
Yeah, blood. Show the man some respect. He's giving mixed martial arts so much. So, you give him a faded, what is this, a baseball card? It's because they didn't know. Hunter told him you can't put Junior up there.
But this is why, but this guy that he's fighting is this karate champion, Olympian champion, the guy that knocked out Sam Alvey.
Ralph DiMaggio.
Rebellas to Spain.
Exactly. That's how you say it over there.
I think he's the guy that won in karate combat, right? Isn't that the guy that knocked out? Is this the same guy? Someone who did Sam Alvey lose to in karate combat? Can somebody, Bill?
By the way, Adam, are you okay? Because every ad is about lung cancer. Are you all right?
Yeah. What is it? Do you have mesothelioma and you're not telling us?
This guy is really good. This guy, I think it's the same guy. Who did he lose to in karate combat? If it's the same guy that Sam Alvey lost to, yes, he's the guy that beat up Sam Alvey in karate combat. He's like a world champion karate guy. I think he's an Olympian, a gold medalist. He lost two in the UFC, but this should be a good fight. This guy's a fucking monster. He's 6 foot, he's huge. This guy's like,
and Dos Santos is about 48, so it's gonna be a good fight. But Gina Carano's not.
He's 6 foot seven.
Whoa, okay, so
it's gonna be a good fight. Okay, Junior Dos Santos probably had a hip replacement therapy. Might have a colostomy bag. Probably 16. You know what I mean? Pieces of metal in his neck, and you're like, it's a good fight. But Gina and Ronda, who cares? Who cares?
Oh, no, not about who cares. Okay, it's also Dos Santos has had 37 fights while Gina was retired. Gina has not fought since. What you were on the card? Were you on the card versus Cyborg Gina?
Florian, they don't care.
Yeah, come on, bro. Obviously, she took on half of the universe, bro.
Wait, and you were on that car, right?
And bear in mind, it was a galaxy a long, long time ago, too.
who did you fight on the on the undercard of Cyborg Gina?
I mean, definitely all the bartenders and I think a couple of the security guards. undoubtedly one of my ex-girlfriends about the other ex-girlfriend when they're simultaneously trying to get at me.
For I real, fought with were them. You on that card? You got a card out. You were, right?
Listen, you're the knowledge guy. I'm just add color commentary.
You can't tell me if you were there.
Bro, listen, I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Come on, give me a break. You know if you were there.
Yeah, give me a break. All the 50 pro fights you had, Mayhem, all the punches to the head, repeated sustained head trauma that I watched and cheered on, and now I'm going to get mad at you for not
cheered on. I did not cheer on any of your head trauma because you punched me in the face at a comedy club.
Oh, boo!
Hold on. Well, that cat is adorable.
Well,
that cat does not look real.
He did not fight on that event.
Thank God somebody Chat GPT'd it so we could clear the air.
If you're talking about Strikeforce Nashville, Jason Miller jumped the cage after Jake Shields beat Dan Anderson.
Right.
Rematch.
That's right.
Okay, first of all, I was trying to Chat GPT it, but I kept saying things like, your cat is cute, and that's what kept coming up.
Guys, you're pronouncing it all wrong. It's Chat GPT.
All right. So I don't. Did you guys see the Colby Covington choking out Little Pump yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I
like Colby Covington. He's a friend of mine. He's done some cool stuff for me. I've asked him. He's nice.
Well, I have him right here. What do you think, Colby? Something racist.
But okay, here he is rolling with Little Pump, the rapper, and you could see that Little Pump taps out a lot, and Colby doesn't let go. Now, you guys train jiu-jitsu.
This is my fault, bro. This is completely my fault.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, let me watch that again. I want to see how long he held it after he.
All right, hold on.
This is my mistake, man. If you look closely, This is actually his OnlyFans, and I paid him $45 to do this.
Well, he's still trying to. He's not tapping yet, really.
Tap? Oh no, the guy wants to see. All these influence dudes want you to choke him out. I think it's for sexual gratification.
Yeah, I think he wants to be choked out. Well, yeah, I've the minute he won out, he let go.
Well, the problem is he tapped himself. That was the first.
Want me to choke him out when they see him? So usually it's in private.
So he taps right here. Like here he's tapping, but Kobe can't feel him tapping.
He's tapping on his chest. That's bullshit.
No. What's bullshit? Trained martial artist. He thought, oh guys, I'm tapping on me. Kobe didn't know. Look.
Kobe didn't know.
Look, he totally broke his Rolex off.
Look at his eyes, bro. Zal, look at his eyes. Holy.
Well, guys, we just killed a ethnically ambiguous man. Hey, doesn't he look like Eddie Gordo from Tekken a little bit?
So you think Kobe's not in the wrong there, Bill?
I think that Lil Pump and his team, I think they want to go viral, and you get viral by going unconscious. You don't just get viral. You know what I mean?
It's fine, the sort of formula to get Adam Hunter to talk about it on MMA Roasted, and then goes worldwide global. I think actually, am I right or wrong, or did this already show up on Gutfeld?
Okay, this is, it did not show up on Gutfeld.
You don't think they said, hey, just choke him unconscious and like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think the problem was he was tapping himself. So Kobe, that's what I was like, when I first saw the tap, I didn't realize he was tapping himself.
Yeah, but I'm like, anytime that you're going to have rough play like this, you need to get a safe word, okay? And create clear boundaries, where to tap, how to signal that you will soon pass out so that I can make sure that your journey off to dreamland is really
So Kobe should have told him beforehand, hey, if I'm getting too much tap.
Well, look, here's the thing is, bro, I'm all about some crazy stunts. I love stunts. We have to like eyes or loses a bunch of brain cells. And to be honest, yo, man, that was short enough time where the guy probably only got a little dumber, and the bar was already low.
Yeah.
Look, here's the deal. I'm not a fan of influencers showing up to MMA gyms to get hits and then just get the shit beaten out of them. And it's like, aha, we went viral. Well, blah, blah, blah.
Sorry, bro. You're going to get canceled.
I don't care. Cancel me. All right. It's just not my thing. And I don't like seeing, I think it's disrespectful to the sport. I think it's respectful to these guys. And I think also you're playing with
what
fire.
Are you talking about, bro? These guys want to do it. Look, where we are in human society right now is everyone's figuring out the magic of martial arts. And we should be happy about that. Everybody's realizing that there are a certain set of weird kind of magic spells that you can do and people will just fall asleep like that.
Yeah.
We gotta let all the juveniles, blue belts, work it out to gain a purple belt. Society is right now at like a white belt with 3-stripe level. You know, kids. They're basically kids, and we're gonna have to re-educate them. Please help me, because right now I'm trying to coach everybody to be an excellent martial artist so that when they finally do take our guns, that we'll be able to defend ourselves.
That took a turn, but I understand, Bill. So I guess looking back at the thing, Kobe didn't do anything wrong, really.
When Lil Pump won out, Kobe let go. And the truth is, getting choked unconscious isn't that big a deal. I mean,
it does.
We should all have it happen
brain.
To us.
Let's not mince.
Who needs a brain,
right? Who needs it if you're gonna just be Lil Pumping away all day?
All right, so. Bryce Mitchell was recently asked about jiu-jitsu.
Perfect. Let's talk about more smart people.
Let's see if I can find this. So Bryce Mitchell was asked about, he said, basically said for jiu-jitsu, somebody was worried that it will turn him gay.
Yeah. You know, common perception that's true. So I'm surprised you're not a black belt yet, to be honest. Hey.
Some people are already born champions. Okay, here we go. So here's Bryce Mitchell.
Wait. He's saying it makes you gay.
Right here. Hold on. There you go. Let's hear what he actually says.
Want to try jiu-jitsu, but fear it's become too gay nowadays. Has jiu-jitsu been gayed out?
Wow. You know,
well, Larry Bird, that's a great question, because to some extent it has been. Okay. And some of these professors are teaching gayness. Okay. Sit on your butt and scoot at the opponent. It's called butt scooting. If they're teaching this butt scooting, they're probably gay. Okay.
So I'm here with two black belts. Is there any truth to their teaching?
You know, I mean, it's very true. It's actually accurate. If you butt scoot, yes, it enacts some type of thing in your anal glands.
Yeah.
It gives off the scent to other men.
You're rubbing it against the mat and it, yeah.
Yes. Do it too much, you get hemorrhoids. You do it just enough, it inhales penises. It's very strange. But to tell this truth, might be too much. Do you think that Bryce Mitchell will lose his Mensa card?
Now, you guys both don't do butt scooting jiu-jitsu. I think that's more of a 10th Planet thing, right?
No, that's not true. That's not true at all. Because in the famous incident in which I choked out a fan in front of that 5-star hotel, like a famous one where all the rock stars go, that Sunset Marquee. When the guy challenged me to this match, I said, oh, great. You know what? And I butt scooted right at him. I said, come on, let's do it. And he must have been heterosexual because he did not take the bait. And okay. I had to stand up. I had to stand up and say, all right, go ahead. You get the first shot. And I let him take me down. So I rolled to Umapada, scrambled and got to his back and choked him unconscious. Hey, nice. My ex-girlfriend was punching me in the head. True story.
I love it.
So, yeah, I never but Bill, you're not a butt scooting guy, right?
The butt scooting is really about leg entanglement. People who do the butt scooting are people mostly who are looking for leg entanglement, right?
Yes, mostly.
That's the quickest way to, yeah.
But not
so
not
I'm
just.
Not a leg guy, so.
To me, the butt scoot is to put yourself in absolutely a disadvantageous position in order to test yourself to be able to defend and overcome this bottom position. If you're down on the bottom, it's very safe. Like, you know, if we're in a street fight and I butt scoot at you, really, I can lay back and put my legs up, put my arms up, and what are you going to do? You're going to kick my shins or the bottom of my feet?
I mean, if a guy's wearing boots or shoes and he kicks you in the
kick. If I'm wearing boots and I upkick you, I'm going to break your damn nose. I'm going to break your fucking
stomach. Have you ever seen anyone butt scoot in a real fight and it actually work out?
Yes, absolutely. There was a fight in which Mikey Muesli freaking leg entangled a guy. And what about his little butt?
No, in an actual fight, like on a street, like a world fight. Yes, you've seen that.
100%. Yeah, I mean, what? I'm not watching World Star all day, but I've seen dudes pull guard, butt scoot, go to a single leg, get the guy down, choke him out. Yes, you don't watch enough fights, bro.
Yes, that's true. That's true. That's, you know what? All right. Well, I don't think that butt scooting makes you gay. I don't think that it's, personally, I think there's probably a great, I think, I'm not sure it really transitions to MMA as much as, you know, like
definitely not. I mean, if you're a 10th Planet black belt, I heard that you have to butt scoot through a field of dildos.
I have not heard that. All right. So the UFC is offering a partner investment where special guests could, this is according to the BBC, special guests can pay $1.5 million for a UFC White House access. Right. So
it's time for Mayhem to get a GoFundMe going, baby.
Some high roller guests for the UFC one of a kind event on June 14th, $1.5 million. And in that you get a basically it says a couple things. You get access to the $1.5 million. You get to go to the White House. You get to actually go to the White House. You get all right. Okay, here we go.
Well, I mean,
you get a welcome reception, a press conference reserve seating, ceremonial weigh-ins, general admission access, Zach Brown concert access, UFC 329 floor tickets, and WWE event integration ring signage. I'm not really, that's according to.
Oh, you get to also have your name in the WWE ring. All right.
Nice.
Oh, that's what that means. Got it.
You get a sniper rifle too? Hey, come on. That was bad. Who's that man behind you?
I think what you just did is a federal crime.
No, it's not.
Yes.
I was asking questions.
Not even in jest. Look,
I was asking questions.
This guy cosplays like Archer for one day. He thinks he's a secret agent.
So, I mean, $1.5 million is a lot of money. I guess to some people.
No, bro, that's nothing, bro. That's pocket change. Easy peasy, bro. I'm thinking about getting two. You know what I mean? $3 million. Hey, you know what? I'm not even going to take anybody that likes fights. I'm going to take my wife to be, who doesn't watch fights at all, hates fights, doesn't like blood. I'm going to take her so she can just watch the inside of her hands and watch TikTok the whole time Trump is talking to her.
All right. Have you seen this new indie wrestler named Jesus?
No.
All right. So there's a guy named Jesus. Indie wrestling is the greatest thing in the world. I think people are
hate to break it to you. It's probably a Jesus, right?
No, it's Jesus. Okay, so here's this guy. He's got special. There we go. His name is Jesus. His whole gimmick is that he wins wrestling matches without touching his opponents. So
You know,
And people say wrestling is fake. Look at that.
No, you know what? I've seen this actually. I believe I know this. In the second part, he like loses his leg and then turns to the bad guy. And then I get a black helmet. You know what I mean? Fallen Angel style. You know what I mean? He's like, Obi-Wan, I love you or something like that. It was really bad acting. I don't know. I didn't like it.
But if he like leaves and comes back 3 days later in an event. All right. So here's the deal. Also, have you guys seen the hose for Spencer Pratt, Ed?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
You know what?
Wait, is that an ad? Is that an ad that he is a part of?
He's got everybody's vote.
There's like a guy interviewed a bunch of prostitutes who are going for Spencer Pratt.
Dude, I, for one, can't wait for Spencer Pratt to be the dictator of Los Angeles. I'm so pumped about this, bro. I think I might get a piece of the administration. Like, I'll be on the council or something, right? I'm definitely getting it. It's reality TV everywhere. Good job, Spencer Pratt. Make Los Angeles, the Grove again.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Here's hose for Pratt. Here we go. Ready? And here we go. So, all right. Here we go. All right. So, boom. All right.
I love TikTok.
2026 mayor of Los Angeles. What's your name and who are you voting for?
My name is Mia. I'm voting for Spencer. Can you tell, by the way, that I'm
Dr. Pratt because I want to run my entrepreneurial business without drug-addicted zombies running me off the block. Give me 20 minutos, okay? 20 minutos, I'll be back. House for Spencer Pratt.
What's your name and who are you voting for?
All right, pause it.
I'm voting for Spencer
Come
Pratt
on, bro.
I'm tired of putting out.
Yes.
You can't pause it?
Yeah, I paused
it. Let's go ahead and I was going to talk about the first girl, but let's go ahead and take a gander at this lady, okay? Sort of reminds me of an ex. I got to be honest with you. Right now, no tingle. Zero tingle right now. I'm like trying deep down to think, could I or do I have to wait for the sun to go down? I got to start drinking booze again? Yeah, like, no,
The first one you could.
I believe in you.
The first one, the Mexican
chick? You could.
If I was single, the first one, yeah.
That's right. No. I didn't put any addendums. That's what I'm saying.
This one, no.
I know your wife watches the show, but blink if you would with
all
this
right, hold
one.
Hold on. Let's see the first one again.
Why are we? Wait, bro. Listen.
Come on. The first one? Hold on. Let's see.
None of these girls can get my seat. I'm on Figueroa
Street. No, all right, Los Angeles.
Yes. And that guy didn't even get. That's the hoe that I want.
Thank you. Okay. All
he's
right,
a butt scooter.
All right, hold on.
The candidates that are running for the 2026 mayor of Los Angeles. What's your name and who are you?
All right. This. Okay. So this one. All right. Maybe not.
All right. Let's talk about her. Let's objectify this sex worker. First of all, is she wearing shoes? Are those chocolates? Flats is an interesting. Time out. We're also noticing that it's the middle of the day. It's like 3 in the afternoon. What is going on? He found the day shift hookers to ask about Spencer Pratt.
Yes.
And how many of these girls did he interview and they spit herpes in his face, right?
You're right. No on this
and
one.
They didn't use those takes.
I mean, right. This was the best outfit she can come up with. I mean, she looks like she's that going.
What do you mean, bro? That's showing the goods. I can see what's going on right there. You know what I mean? It's sort of a stylish. I mean,
Bill, would you?
I mean, I like him thick. Yeah.
That was a non-answer, though. He said, would you?
You would or no?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, me neither.
My name is Mia.
But she looks cuter here, though. She looks cute. This is a better angle.
All right, good. So now they got her on her angles, the Instagram filter angles, and now you're back in, huh?
So she doesn't want drug. No, I'm not back in. I'm just saying she doesn't want drug addicted zombies. That's what she said.
Listen, what do you call these girls? They're standing outside with no. They think they're not zombies. They're in the movie, right? Going, I didn't get bit. I didn't get bit.
She doesn't want drug addicted zombies. That's what she says. Okay.
Running me off the block. Me 20 minutes, okay?
But then she talks Spanish to this person. Somebody's
20 minutos, she's saying.
20 minutos, I'll be back. Pause for Spencer Pratt.
Which?
All right, so this one is not a chance. This one looks like she's had a rough. She's had a rough.
Who are you voting for?
I'm Lisa, and I'm voting for Spencer Pratt. I'm voting for Spencer Pratt because I'm tired of putting out fires that aren't mine.
Pause it.
Yeah, she's putting out the fires. But come on, Adam. Long, lonely night in the road, right? I'm not talking about making sweet love to her. I'm just talking about, you know what I mean? Turning out of the way.
Where did she get the fire hydrant from, though? Who gave her the fire hydrant?
You know what? I've been on the streets before, okay? I spent plenty of time on the streets. You always find a fire extinguisher somewhere. I'm telling you.
Never once found a
fire. I have so much, bro. You have no idea. Sometimes I'll start a fire just to find an extinguisher.
That is true. You did get caught in church with a fire extinguisher. You're like the only person I know that could ask this question.
So many times, bro. I'm an expert at fire extinguishers.
Refund the fire department.
He wants to refund the fire department. I think, yeah.
Well, obviously, you know how much of her whole money she's been spending on fire extinguishers, bro? Weeks and weeks of fire extinguisher pain.
I mean, in her credit, during the fires, the hose weren't working. All right.
So hey.
Walking on the street. Hose for Spencer Pratt.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
What's your name and who are you voting for?
All right. So now we have the third one. This should be like a dating show.
My name's Wow, and I'm voting for Spencer Pratt. Spencer said he's going to cut all the rules for small businesses. Do you know how many rules I deal with on the blade?
What's the blade, Jason?
The blade, you know, that's like a cool way to say the hoe stroll. That's like what the new kids are saying out there. The blade, like you're on the end of, you get it? They're like,
how do you know this? How do you know what the cool kids are saying on the stroll? All right, so do you like the neck tattoo with the cross?
I do.
I didn't even know that. It's so small, I thought she just had eczema. I gotta start doing this show on my laptop.
All right, here we go. All right, so
pose vote for Spencer Pratt.
So when it comes to Figueroa, you've got our vote. We give Spencer Pratt 5 stars.
Wait, is that the mayor of Figueroa?
All right, they're making me go. I gotta get back to the base, get ready for the show. This has been
a USO show. I had just remembered after I hung up in your face, bro. But thanks, man, for doing this. I love MMA roasted. Bill Dawes, thanks for coming on the show too. Adam Hunter, thanks for having me on the show, man. I love you guys.
Anytime.
Thank you, man.
Bro, good job, man.